You know, this is one of those moments where I wish the fucking aliens would come and get me. It's like, take me away, Kodos, and what was the other one's name from The Simpsons? Just take me, you know, the one big fucking Calgon, take me fucking away. Yeah, it's, I mean, just think of all the bullshit that we have to put up with, and politics, and taxes, and all this other shit. Or in my case, getting paid monthly, and it's like, yeah. So, this show needs no introduction. I mean, this show, it's a parody if it's fucking self. It's kind of weird like that, you know, but yeah, to magnify everything that we all hide, and oh man, this magnifies everything that I hide, because I hide a lot. I hide a lot in terms of how I feel, in terms of pain that I feel, you know, because I do feel a lot of it. I love how people say, oh, just let it go. No, you can't. You just can't. You know, I can't even fucking listen to music anymore. That's how bad it is. It's like, you know, it's like, maybe I should go back to when I was a teenager and my cousin threw that rock and it accidentally hit me in the head. Although I don't know if that was an accident. You know, that's like, that's what, you know, swift kick in the fucking head. Not the pants, because that really fucking hurts. But, yeah, you know, it's one of those, fuck. Aliens, just come already. I'm ready. Take the car too, you know. So then there's no whereabouts, you know. At least I could drive in space and some stupid ass shit like that. And don't worry, it's not connected to the Bluetooth. That's the only thing I hate about this thing, is when I want to record, I had to disconnect it so that it doesn't automatically connect to the Bluetooth. You know, like it thinks I'm making a call. That's the wonderful hands-free thing. Speaking of hands-free, the dash thing that I bought for it broke. So it's like, oh God, talk about a cheap piece of shit. You know, and it was from Walmart. So of course, it's really a cheap piece of shit. So yeah, the aliens, come on. Now, if they look like the aliens from Aliens, we're in big fucking trouble. Now, if they look like the Predators, well, you know, I don't know, maybe feed them some stupid skulls, and, you know, because that's what they really fucking go for. They go for a skull that has shit for brains. I mean, remember the first Alien, or not Aliens, Predator movie? Yeah, yeah, let's go there, you know. It's like, okay, they want like a small brain, probably. I don't know. But, yeah, there is intelligent life beyond all of this, and it's like, beam me up, fucking Scotty. Yeah. You were probably expecting some Dr. Seuss. You know, oh my God, let's talk about this. Fuck that. I am, you know, it's like, let's ask Oprah. Is she ever fucking tired of talking? I fucking hope so. I'm tired of her fucking talking. And, you know, when I do this stupid thing, you know, sometimes it hits and sometimes it doesn't, you know. It's like when you throw the pizza in the air and it hits the ceiling, it's going to fall down eventually. But how much of that cheese is going to get stuck to the ceiling and then you really have to fucking scrub? So, yeah, there's that, you know, as I drive by a haunted house that I really, really like. It's one of those old-fashioned ones, and, you know, come on, it's haunted. I love how people are like, do you have proof? It's haunted, trust me. Or is, you know, I mean, if I say trust me, you know, like Arnold, then they'll really fucking trust me. Yeah, look at that. Oh, okay, a few of the lights are off now. Oh, there we go. And, yeah, that's what you got tonight. You got Dr. Seuss, me, driving around, hands free, waiting for that mothership. Come on, bitch, come get me. I mean, I think Radiohead really put the needle on it when they did Paranoid Homesick Alien, and that's such a jazzy fucking song. God, you know I'm gay when I say jazzy. And you know, they're like, take me on board that beautiful ship, see the world, I'd love to see it. Yeah, that's probably the best song on the album. I mean, that and Climbing Up the Walls, shit. Now when I hear that song, I think of something else. Before, it was, oh, it's Radiohead. Now I associate that with something different that I won't go into, you know? So, talk amongst yourselves. Music is this movement that we have, you know? And as a former teacher, that was always important, was the music and movement. You're going to play I'm a Gummy Bear for them, and they're going to love you forever for, like, 5 minutes. And, God, I fucking hate that song. And yeah, it makes you want to eat gummy bears afterwards, but hey, if I want the aliens to fucking come and get me, you know, all you got to put on is some Radiohead, any Radiohead song, smoke a joint, and boom, they're going to come and get you. You know, I've watched enough Star Trek and Star Wars and Doctor Who to, okay, you know, they come on. Something's got to give, man. Time and relative dimension in space. Okay. And by the fucking way, Doctor Who came out before all of them. I'm sure Gene Roddenberry already had the idea for Star Trek, but Doctor Who, that came out in the 1960s, 1963 to be exact, all right? And, it, you know, it's not like, hey, let's take our dicks out and see who's bigger, you know? No, that's not what I'm driving at. I'm just saying. God, that saying has been bastardized so much. I'm just saying. Just like, nice. Anytime, it's like if you tell someone, oh yeah, my dog died. Nice. Oh yeah, my wife and I did this. Oh, nice. Oh, hey, I just took this. Nice. It's like, can we come up with a new fucking word? Maybe the aliens will inject it and, you know, these are new languages. Psh, yeah. Those are perfect. That's perfect for the lexicon. The lexicon fucking out there. As I just take a stroll. Vroom, vroom. You know. I will say something positive about this car. It has improved my driving. Yes, I know some of you are like, yeah, no, it's the driver. Oh, it's a little bit of both, okay? It's a little bit of, oh, you know, if the aliens come and get me with this fucking thing, I'm going to say, yeah, I'm take the car because I don't want to leave it and then someone, you know, abuses it and shit and, yeah. So right now, I'm just, you know, recording, talking, doing the Dr. Seuss. I mean, I was going to do a whole show talking about some medicine that I've been taking, and it kind of helps. And no, it's not for the brain. My brain is fine. Yes, depression aside, swoosh, swoosh. Yeah. No, I was taking something else, you know. Some would think it's kind of embarrassing to talk about, especially as a man. But I take it, and it's helped, you know. It doesn't, I mean, there are certain voids that I can't fill. So, yeah, there's that. It's like, all right, where are we fucking going with this? I mean, there, you know, the divine intervention, you know, existential reckoning, midlife crisis. You know, I love how people, when I'm being serious, they think I'm having a midlife crisis. I used to have those when I was in my 20s, okay? And when I was a teenager. So it has nothing to do with that, because then it's like, okay, what do I fucking do? Like, when I graduated from high school, it was like, okay, what do I fucking do? You know, everyone else kind of has like a set plan. I'm going to do this. I'm going to fuck this. I'm going to snort this. And I'm just like, damn. This is some fucking scary terrain, you know? But like I said, when the aliens arrive, then it's all good, okay? It's all goody when the aliens arrive. And it's like, all right, boys. Or, I mean, if they have no gender, then, you know, non-binary, you know, hey, boy, hey, you, okay, take me, beam me up, Scotty. That's fucking perfect, okay? You know, it's just one of those things. It's like the song says, it's just one of those things or one of those crazy fucking things. So this is, you know, me just driving around playing shrink to myself. And I can walk and chew gum at the same time. I think some people don't think so, and that's fine. That's fine. You have a different impression of me, and everyone gets a different piece. And I love how when people say to me, like, their versions. Everyone has a different version, okay? Everyone has a different piece, okay? Everyone does. And when they say that to me, it's like, oh, so who gets the good piece, huh? You know, it's kind of like, oh, all right, okay. And you're telling me this because... So, yeah. Yeah, that really just makes you want to put a hairdryer in the bathtub. It's like, fuck. Fester Adams, where are you when we need you? Oh, man. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when you got a nice warm car, I'll probably sleep in this fucking car. That was my plan. That was my plan. Like, to drive to the snow and just fucking rent it, you know? So, yeah. A man and his thoughts. My thoughts stretch as far as the fucking ocean. And they sometimes, you know, just keep going. They keep going. You know, and you can hear the whales. You can hear the old man in the sea. The sharks. The mermaids and their, you know, siren songs. Singing to the sailors. Talk about semen right there. You see, I could throw all that in one basket. But until then, whether I ever decide to do one of these again, I don't know. Things happen. It's, you know, as Carol Burnett would say, I'm so glad we had this time together. Kind of. And right now, like I said, it's a cold night, but it's a cold California night. I'm sure in other parts of the country and the world, it's cold. My friends in Canada, it's cold. You know, New York, it's cold. But right now, it's just a cold month for me. Good night.